The fact that spiders are predators permeates all aspects of a spider's life, including sex. Like all animals that are courting, males need to convince females, first, that they're the right species, and secondly, that they are the studliest male that she would want to mate with. And then third, male spiders need to worry about the fact that females are predators. They need to convince the females that they're not potential prey. You might say that sexual cannibalism is an extreme form of conflict between the sexes. Much of the diversity in behavior and morphology of male spiders is a response to the males needing to avoid being eaten by the females and convincing them that they're not potential prey. So, I ask you, how does a porcupine have sex? Very carefully. And the same applies to the spiders. Arachnids have got a problem. Unlike aquatic animals, where the female is able to dump her eggs into the water, male swims over the eggs, he dumps his sperm, and the eggs stay hydrated, as soon as animals move on to land, there's the real need for internal fertilization. Now, internal fertilization is no problem if an animal has some sort of a intermittent organ like a penis where he can directly inseminate the female internally and fertilize the eggs internally. Problem is, for the arachnids, they don't have a penis. And so a number of the arachnids, as well as a number of the insects, have come up with a solution. The solution that most of the arachnids have come up with is to make a sperm package, which is known as a spermatophore. The spermatophore is a discrete item that is deposited on a stalk by the male and then either inserted into the female or the female picks it up with her genitalia. But the spiders have come up with something entirely different. Basically, what they've done is they've modified the pedipalps, remember, which is an evolutionarily modified leg-like structure on either side of the chelicera, and it's modified to act much like a hypodermic syringe. The male ejaculates sperm onto a pre-made sperm web, and then imagine a hypodermic syringe. He sucks the sperm into a bulb in the palps, and then once he is actually courted and is mating with a female, he injects the needle-like tip of his palps into the female and then pumps out the sperm into her. Now keep in mind that the female has two sperm storage areas, or spermatheca, and he's got two palps. So in courtship, most males would rather put the sperm from each palp into each side of the female. So the sperm is delivered directly into the female without actually having a structure that goes directly from the gonads. And probably this is a more efficient and direct way to get sperm into the female. Before I go on any further, I need to give you a little bit of basic anatomy, how you distinguish the males from the females. Up until maturity, males and females look essentially identical. It's quite hard to discriminate whether an immature spider is a male or a female. However, when males reach sexual maturity, his leg-like palps suddenly develop what looks like a drumstick at the end of the palp and in the mature male. In addition, mature males' legs are quite long, better for the female to eat his or to nip on his legs than to nip on his cephalothorax. And in addition, because the males don't lay eggs, they have quite a narrow abdomen. In contrast, the females, mature females, retain their leg-like palps, and because they're the egg layers, they have quite a wide abdomen. Let me tell you about a number of the systems where males have come up with some interesting ways of avoiding being sexually cannibalized. One of the common ways for a number of families is there to be a huge sexual dimorphism in size between the males and the females. Here's a golden orb-weaving spider, or a Nephila species, and the difference in size between the males and females is absolutely amazing. The females can be 100 to 1,000 times larger in size than the males. Males have vicious fights at the side of the web for access to the female, and then they are so small that one of the ways they avoid being eaten is they simply sneak onto the female and mate with her. The males are so small that they are smaller than the prey that the female might be capturing. There are other ways that the spiders go about avoiding cannibalism. Now, only some portion of the spiders is there a big size difference between the males and the females. In a number of the spiders, the males and the females are about equal in size. When this happens, very often the male has some sort of a physical feature that prevents the female from attacking him as effectively. For example, here's a long-jawed spider in the family Tetragonathidae. And if you look at the male's palps, he's got a hook on his palps. And so when he's mating with the female, he hooks his chelicera hooks into the female's chelicera, holding her fangs down, and pulls her chelicera apart, and then he's able to mate with her like this. So he's preventing her from attacking him. Alternatively, a number of the tarantula species have a tarsal spur on their front leg when they reach sexual maturity. And again, the male is able to help bend the female backwards and hold her chelicera apart while he mates with her. Now, admittedly, he's not pinning her down with these hooks in either of these species, but what he does do is he's able to maneuver her in position and slow her down long enough that he's able to mate. One species of crab spider, Azysticus, the male is somewhat smaller than the female. And what the male does is he very rapidly runs around the female. Once he's courted her, he runs around the female, putting silk around her so that when she comes out of her courtship state, she's essentially in bondage. And although she's able to get out of the silk, it takes her a little while before she's able to move and attack him. There are a number of spiders that are visual as well as being responsive to vibration. Both the wolf spiders and the jumping spiders have an enormous amount of research going on right now. And it's clear that even in these visual spiders that have very dramatic visual courtship, in addition, they are often using auditory components as well as visual components. For example, the jumping spiders do very, very dramatic dances with palp drumming, first legs moving around. And there's interesting work going on here at Cornell with a grad student, Damon Elias, who is looking at the auditory components of their courtship. The males are lifting their legs and clicking, and the abdomen is drumming as it scrapes along the cephalothorax. All sorts of interesting components to their courtship. I'd like to end with work that was also done by a Cornell graduate student, Madian Andrade, who is now at the University of Toronto. Madian Andrade was studying a terrifically interesting system. These were redback widow spiders, the Australian version of the black widows in the United States. And these spiders were really interesting. What the males do is the males use a vibratory courtship to gain access to the female. And then when the male has inserted his palp into the female, he somersaults so that his abdomen is literally in the chelicera of the female, and there she eats on him while he inserts his first palp. The males have a special sphincter in the abdomen that keeps him from bleeding to death, and then he breaks away, courts her again, inserts his second palp, again flips into her mouth, and then the female finishes eating him. Why would he do this? What are potential advantages of the male to allowing himself to be consumed? Well, what Madian has shown very nicely is that, in fact, if a male allows himself to be cannibalized, the amount of sperm that he transfers is far greater, and he fertilizes far more of her eggs. In addition, the female is far less likely to mate with other males, or at least to wait for a longer time before mating with other males. So it turns out that in at least some systems, there are advantages to the males to allowing themselves to be eaten. What I'd like to do now in my next section is talk about some of the interesting predatory behavior that spiders have.